Okay, so there are colleges apparently that have allowed students to show up to their campus without having the proper housing completed for them to be staying there as residents or, as students. If the dorms were under construction and you accepted the students, if the dorms were under construction when you processed the students' financial aid, if the dorms were under construction when it was time for orientation and visiting the campus, if, in this situation, if they were doing that, I understand, pandemic rules and COVID, maybe they were doing virtual orientations. But if those were in person and you were allowing students to be on the campus during those times, surely you could have sent a notice that said, hey, if your child is attending in fall of 2021, the following residence halls are not completed from renovation, and let the families know before it was the start of the semester. That's kind of crazy. If the start of the semester didn't allow for you to move in, surely you would have wanted to know before that time, right? Anybody would want to know before that time. It's only right that you know before that time. I don't understand why this is an issue when you knew students were coming to your campus. You knew there was going to be a weekend where families were going to try to move in their students, so on and so forth. So why not let them know that the housing was not there? Now you're facing, on one end, anger from the parents and from the students because they were not notified. You are having to accommodate them in ways that you probably wouldn't have if you told them upfront. And there's the money side. Should they even be responsible for paying room and board this year because of this? Are you going to accommodate them for the whole semester? Are you going to give back fees, or are you just going to pay for where they're staying at this moment? Like, I would want to know that there's more being done besides you just saying, well, we'll give you some of your refund back. Because that's a big ordeal, especially if it's your first year on campus. If it's your first year on campus, you really already are facing a little apprehension, or maybe you're overwhelmed because of it. Now you got to deal with this too. It's a bit much. At the same time, there is a flip side to this. The flip side to this is if I'm a parent or a student, and I know I have to go to orientation and see the campus before I officially move in, part of me is saying, hey, let me go by and look at the place where I will reside. Now, if they promised, oh, it'll be finished by that time, so on and so forth, yeah, that's on them. But if it's looking like, hey, that's not going to be done in the next month or two, that's not going to be done in the next few months, I'm making accommodations for myself, or I'm making accommodations for my own child. You just won't stay in there. And anybody who has an issue with that, we're going to have to handle that a different way, because there's no way you're going to tell me that this is going to be completed by the start of the semester without me having a plan B as to where you will live in this city if you are moving away from home. So it's all about the school dropping the ball. But my advice to parents and students who will be on their own is to make sure you check it out before it's time to move there. Because if you check it out before it's time to move there and you see that the conditions are not right, you either can address those conditions, get a timeline as to when those conditions will be fixed or completed, and make other plans in the event that it doesn't look like they're going to be fixed or completed. And I know I'm sitting as an observer in this aspect. Certain cities may not have a lot of apartment complexes where students can be there, but there are certain schools that thrive, or certain cities, excuse me, that thrive simply because they are a college town and they have colleges there. And so you start to see more apartment complexes and houses for rent because they know, hey, these students are going to move here. Okay, so all I'm saying is both sides have a role to play in this. I would say the 90% of it is really all about the school not handling their side of it correctly, not notifying the parents correctly. But that small 10% can go to the parents and the students. If you visited the school before it was time to move in, either you would have already known that this is not looking good, or you would have discovered that it was not looking good right then and there. All right. So I hope they get it resolved so that these students can start off the semester strong and finish strong without having to worry about where they're living and how long they are able to live there. Flip the coin over. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. Check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.